Laying on of hands is a very serious principle in scripture. Why is it serious? Because it is one of the quickest ways of transferring virtue. While you are going through the school of discipleship, there are many things that will take years for you to learn and practice to have. And sometimes, because God would not want you to be limited in manifestation, He will use this system to transfer a grace or a dimension to you while you are yet growing. There are many dimensions I received, and it took years later to walk into them. Many dimensions. There are many operations of the Spirit that I started seeing manifest in my life, and it took years for me to have the revelation behind them or the consecration to power them. Does that mean God cut off process? No. But you see, there are certain things that you need to have in certain seasons that if they are not available to you, it will truncate the general effect of your ministry or your life. So what God does is that He sends graces through people to other people. And so that grace itself begins to teach them. This is why laying on of hands is very important. And this is why Paul taught this. Because the church he was teaching, some of the things he was teaching them, they will get into it in 10 years. But they need certain dimensions and manifestations that month. So he had to impart them. 5 benefits of laying on of hands. Number 1. Laying on of hands transfers spirit and spirit dimensions. In Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, God said, "And Joshua the son of Nun was filled with the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him." So the spirit of wisdom is something you receive either by asking God in prayer or by gaining a lot of experiences as you walk with the Holy Ghost. But in the case of Joshua, Moses was about to be taken. The guy was still young. And to make things worse, he was a soldier. All he had was energy for battle. Now he was going to become a leader. He needed skill. He needed wisdom. And so, even though Moses knew he will learn that through process, he knew he needed it now if he was going to lead Israel. And so the Bible said to Moses, the Lord said to Moses to lay his hand. Numbers 27, 18 and 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay thy hands upon him, that thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him." So he needed wisdom, he needed honor. Moses transferred it through laying on of hands. Don't despise this. Spiritual spirits and spirit dimensions are transferred when hands are laid. Number 2. What's the benefit of laying on of hands? It transfers healing and virtue. When hands are laid, virtues are communicated. Mark 16, 17 and 18. It said, "If you lay hands on the sick shall recover." Number 3. What's the benefit of laying on of hands? It fills men with the Holy Ghost. Baptisms of the Spirit. They happen by laying on of hands. So the first one, transfer dimensions of spirit like wisdom, favor and honor. The second one transfers healing and virtue. The third one transfers spirits themselves. Is it not fascinating that the Holy Ghost himself is transferred when hands are laid on people? You saw that already in Acts chapter 19. When Paul laid hands on them, the Bible said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 19 verse 6. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. Number 4. What is the benefit of laying on of hands? It imparts spiritual gifts. The 9 gifts of the Spirit can be imparted when hands are laid. In 2 Timothy 1:6, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands." So healing can be transferred. The ability to heal the sick. The ability to prophesy. The ability to work miracles. The ability to operate in faith can be transferred. Finally, laying on of hands are also used to separate people into their ordination. In Acts 13 verse 1 to 3, although Paul was called to be an apostle, but the Bible said they laid hands on them. The Holy Ghost says, "Separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have for them." Many times, you may be called into an office, but hands need to be laid so that the grace to operate in that office separates you into that office. You find that also in Acts 6
verse 5 to 6. So the apostles knew this. These are not religious things. Deliberate, for deliberate purposes. Now, if you know that laying on of hands impart dimensions, impart spirits, impart virtues, impart giftings, and also separate people, what is the disposition you must sustain? Because there's a disposition for receiving. Number one, faith. When you submit your head, your hand, or anywhere for hands to be laid on you, do it by faith. In James chapter 1 verse 5, you will see what the Bible stated. It said, if you waver, if you fluctuate, James 1, 5 to 8, it said, don't think you will receive anything from God. A man that is unstable cannot receive anything. So you need faith and stability to receive these things. Don't go there because people are going. If you don't believe in a man, don't go for hands to be laid on you. If you don't believe in what he carries, don't go. It's not religion. It's a basis of transferring things. And when hands are laid on you, something must rest. And that's why you also have to be careful not to allow diabolic people lay hands on you. Hope you know that in the Old Testament, the way sin is transferred from the sin offering, from the sinner to the sin offering, is by laying hands. When the sinner lays his hand on the offering, the sin of the sinner is transferred. When a sinner, a diabolic person, lays hands on you, he transfers his iniquity to you. Paul told Timothy, he said, lay hands suddenly on no man. Transactions take place. But when you believe it, then you can receive. That's why you need to believe in somebody before you go for hands to be laid on you. Number two, before you go for hands to be laid on you, make sure you honor that person. Because without every contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. If you don't honor somebody, he can even hug you, nothing will enter. So make sure there is honor in your heart for that grace and that person. Otherwise, the laying of hands will be a waste of time. Hebrews 7:7. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Number three, go with a disposition of humility. Because if you are not humble, even if that man wants to transfer, God won't allow it. Because God is the one that allows virtues to transfer. You know, the Bible says God resists the proud, but he giveth more grace to the humble. God resists the proud. James 5:7, 1 Peter 4:7. He giveth more grace to the humble. And number four, when you go for hands to be laid on you, let your heart be ready with obedience. Because sometimes when hands are laid on you, it comes with instructions. Paul said, fan to flame the gift of God that is put upon you by the laying on of my hand. So if you don't pray, if you don't fan, although the gift to be transferred, it won't work. So you need to be ready with obedience before hands are laid on you. And finally, your heart must be full of expectation. Because you cannot receive what you are not expecting. The Bible said, without every contradiction, it said the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. So it is expectation that determines the direction of traffic. So make sure that there is expectation in your heart. And if I may add, there should be readiness for service. Because everything you receive is for service. If it is not for service, why do you need it? You are receiving it because there is a service you need that grace to render. Is that good enough? Next time when you go for hands to be laid, will you receive something? Do you know what you will receive? Lift your hands toward heaven. Thank the Lord for what you've heard.